Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist, helping you achieve the health, the body, the mindset that you want. Today I want to talk about how the early bird gets results, not the worm, but gets results. And what I'm referring to here is I want you to focus on doing the hardest things for you in the day. Do them early. So whatever is the most challenging things for you, do them as early as possible in the day. And I'm going to talk about why that's the case. If exercise is challenging for you, do it first thing in the day. Now, don't make up excuses as to why that's not possible for you. Get up earlier, go to bed earlier, so that you can get it done. Stop making the excuses for yourself and just do it. If making breakfast for yourself is a challenge for you and getting the right food in at the start of the day is a challenge for you, make it the night before. Same thing. Don't make up excuses as to why that can't be the case. Prepare everything. What I do each morning is I get my bowl out. I get my right at the moment. I have rolled oats. I have some protein powder mixed in with that. I have some frozen mixed berries. I have my supplements and everything. I get it all out, right? The oats are in a bowl. They're not cooked yet because I put it on 95 seconds in the microwave in the morning, but it's in the bowl. I have my supplements all there in a little bowl. I have the protein powder measured out in a container so I can just tip it in. I've got my 3 liters of water measured out for the day in containers. It's already there and I'm set to go. So as soon as I come down in the morning, it is there. I see it and all I have to do is add the water, chuck it in the microwave, mix it all up together, and then I need to just eat it. Now, what does that do? Well, one, it's creating momentum because I'm thinking about it the night before and I'm getting it all out ready. In practical terms, maybe it saves 5 minutes to get it all out and do it and put it all away again. But it's 5 minutes that I don't have to worry about and I'm creating that momentum. Now, it's not a challenge for me, but I just do it so that it's there. All my clothes and everything that I need to wear for the next day, I get them out the night before so that it's all ready to go. If I'm doing a workout, I get my workout singlet, I get my shoes, my workout gear, it's already there. What am I doing? I'm conditioning myself for the next day. I know that as soon as I get up, that's what I'm going to do. So I don't make excuses for doing something else. Same with today's Sunday. So yesterday I did all my meal preparation. So I cooked up, I think, 27 meals in total across 3 different dishes. It takes about an hour to do all the preparation, the cooking, the serving it up into the containers, measuring all that out, putting it in the freezer, cleaning up, etc. It takes me about an hour to do all of that. Maybe a little bit more, but I'll say about an hour for 27 meals. Now, it saves me a lot of money if I had to make 27, like if I had to buy those 27 meals pre-done. So I do it myself. And as I'm doing it, I'm reconnecting with why I'm doing it. What I mean is I do my meal preparation because it supports my overall health. It supports the body I want. It supports the health that I want. It supports the goals that I want to achieve. It gives me that sense of satisfaction that I'm living my best life. I'm putting in the effort to get the results that I want. I fill up my freezer and it's very satisfying. It might sound silly, but it's very satisfying to know by the time it gets to Sunday, the freezer is full. I am set for a great week ahead. I don't have to worry about the food because it's already done. Is that hard to do? Yeah, but I've conditioned myself to do it on a weekend so that I can get it done. Now, come back to what I said. First of all, do the hard things in the morning. So what I do, I like to do it on a Saturday. So I will normally, like yesterday's a good example, I finish working with clients a little bit earlier than I normally do. Sometimes it can go up to 12:30. I think I finished around 10:30, 11, something like that. And I thought, right, I'm going to get it done now. On Friday night, I have coaching with my coach in the US, and that starts at midnight Australian time. This week, it went through till 1 a.m. By the time I then take out my contact lenses, wind down a little bit, get to sleep, it's probably about 20 past one, something like that. I then have to get up around 6 to 6.30 on a Saturday morning, sometimes a bit earlier, but it was around 6.30. And so that means that I get about 5 hours. Now, that's not enough for me on an ongoing basis, but I can get away with it from time to time. But what that does mean is later in the day on a Saturday, because I've had a very busy week each week, it means I can crash a little bit and, you know, I need to rest and I'll have a little snooze and I can then not feel motivated in the later part of the day to do these types of tasks. So what I try to do, and I did it yesterday, is I finish with my clients and go and do the cooking straight away. I've organized the grocery delivery to come on a, you know, like a Friday or an early Saturday morning, something like that. So it's all there and I cook it all up, divide it all up, and then I go and do the other things before I sit down later in the afternoon, because I have to be in the right space, as motivated as I am, to do that meal preparation. I can't do it late at night. It's got to be something that I do at the start of the day somewhere, mid-morning, but, you know, fairly early on a weekend when I do that. When it comes to my hardest workouts, like today's another good example, I prepared myself to do my workout first thing in the morning. So I got up, had all my workout gear there, took my supplementation before doing the workout, came in, did the workout, and then I went and did some tasks around the home, and now I'm recording this. We're still morning. Most people are still just getting out of bed, and I've already done a bunch of things today. Now, what's easier is to do nothing and just stay in bed and sleep in and just lounge around all day, but I've got things to do, and I progress myself further along in life and with the things that I want to do because I'm driven to keep on pushing. I will rest later in the late afternoon probably, and in the evening tonight I might watch a movie or something like that. When it comes to the work tasks that I have to do, so I'm a chartered accountant, and you would think that I love accounting. I'm very left brain, you know, so I love numbers, structure, planning, that type of thing, but I don't work in the accounting profession anymore. I left that because I didn't enjoy the type of work. So even for me, I need to find the right time of the day when I do my analysis of numbers, accounting work, et cetera, et cetera. And so there are certain aspects for me, like invoicing and those types of tasks that I need to do for the business that I don't actually do. I have somebody that is an accountant that I pay to do that work for me. And it just makes it so much easier because I don't have a high volume of transactions, but there are daily transactions that need to be processed. And I don't enjoy processing it. So I give it to somebody that I 100% trust to do that work, and they do it timely for me on a daily basis and then let me know when it's done. And so then what I can do is I can, once a week, I can go and I can review my numbers and do that type of thing. So, but even for me, when it comes to doing that type of analysis, I have to do it in the morning because it's not something I really enjoy. If I have to do some sort of invoicing or something myself as a one-off or do some type of analysis, then if I don't do it first thing in the morning, I am not going to do it in the afternoon because that's when I want to be focusing on building relationships, having those types of conversation, using my energy in the right way. When it comes to creativity, I like to do that, and my brainstorming, strategic thinking, that kind of stuff. I do find I work best with that in the morning. So if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know that I have been doing and still do neurofeedback training. I do it every day. And what that does is helps me become more focused. Now, I have real data around where I focus better because I do it at each stage of the day. I try to work out, so where do I get better results? And then I will do a focus session when I'm really, really tired. So like on a Friday night before I need to do my coaching, just to see how can I train my brain to be more focused when I am really tired. And the results are pretty clear. They are very clear for me. I am more focused in the morning. The data shows that my scores are much higher in the morning than they are later in the day. That doesn't mean I can't be focused, but my level of focus is much higher in the morning. So when it comes to some of those more complex tasks or tasks that I don't want to do or tasks that require more of that thinking, then I've got to make sure that I do those in the morning. So I've just given you a few examples of what I do. Now, what is the benefit in doing it? Well, one, you can get better outcomes. But two, when it comes to building your success and these habits of consistency to keep driving the results, let's go back to the workout. If that's a real struggle, if that's a real struggle for you to do consistently, as soon as you do it, imagine that you've got these little check boxes in your brain of life goals, things you want to achieve each day, etc. And that's a massive tick for you first thing in the morning, right? Before you've done anything else, and you've got that tick. Now, that is powerful. Then you get the natural endorphin release from doing the workout. And so there's another tick. And now there's something in our hormone release, the chemicals, the mindset and everything, that once you do that workout, you are then more likely to go and make healthier food choices over those next few hours, even for the whole day, even for the whole week, but even till that next workout. So again, that's another massive tick. You feel better. You sleep better. You've got more energy. You know that you are starting to live your best life. And then that normally takes you for enough momentum into, say, that next workout. And then you start the process all over again, or you start into that next day. It's a constant process of reconnecting with your goals, your life goals, your health goals, your wellness goals, what it is that you want to achieve in your life. And I think as soon as you can make the strong connection between your health and fitness and wellness to energy and focus, then you'll start to get better results. And when you can start to see that connection, I don't know why you would choose to live any other way. It's not a connection that I've always had, like when I first started. Honestly, it was about my body. I just wanted to get bigger. I wanted to get bigger muscles. And then I realized probably 10 years later that it really had nothing to do with my body, but all about my mindset in terms of my self-image. And why I got started was because I was bullied, somebody threatened to kill me, and I felt terrible about myself and I had no self-confidence. And for me to get that self-confidence was that pathway of changing my body and doing it that way and feeling like I was physically strong enough to stand up for somebody. But that's all my state of mind, isn't it, really? But I just found it through that way. So I think it's super important for us to realize that when we're on this pathway to creating a better version of ourselves and a better quality of results in all aspects of our life, there are things that you may hate doing, you may find difficult, that somebody else may find really easy. That doesn't matter. It's what you find challenging and one of the toughest things for you to do each day. And my message here is do them first thing and know the night before, because hopefully by now you are being very clear about what it is that you want to achieve, those five things that you want to achieve for the next day, and you've written them down and you've scheduled them, etc. And part of that is taking care of yourself, doing the exercise, eating the right foods, etc. But whatever those most difficult things for you are to do, do them first thing in the morning. Right? I'm talking about between the hours of 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Do them first thing. Okay, you think that's 5 hours, right? You can get a lot done in 5 hours. I think about the days when my schedule is less busy and I might start at, say, 5:30, like I'm sitting at my desk starting work. And if I don't have clients for a few hours, man, the amount of work that I get done in those hours without distraction can be what some people would achieve over the course of a whole week, because we live in this state of distraction and live in a state of having other people control our schedule, other people control our life, and we not taking that control ourselves. And so that's on you, but it is a skill, because I used to do this as well. So do the toughest things first thing in the day. Make sure that you're hydrating yourself. Make sure you're doing your workouts. Make sure that you are creating a healthy ecosystem within your body. And that is where you get the energy, attach focus to that, and then you become, with that work ethic, that strong work ethic, you become an unstoppable version of yourself. So let's go to it. It's Sunday. Set yourself up for success for the whole week ahead. I'll see you tomorrow.